Well, forget.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is Gene Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk about the NFL football game last night. So let's talk NFL football. Well, all right. Last night, Thursday night football was a real good game, and I don't even know who played last night. So, DJ Papa D, can you tell us who played last night and what the final score was?
Yes, sir, last night.
Somebody.
Nope. Last night, the Tennessee Titans beat the Green Bay Packers 27-17. You bet on Titans and over, and it was Titans and over.
Well, all right. That's win number one for week number 11. Yes, I'm in the groove this week, people. So watch, listen to my radio show. And listen to my picks, because I'm going to be on a roll this week. I'm winning, starting with game number one in week number 11. So, Tennessee Titans beat the Green Bay Packers, and that gave me the first win of week number 11. All right, well, that's what we needed to know. Well, thank you, DJ Papa D, for the sports report. That was G Money sports report for the NFL football. Now, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking and she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving. So we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out.
got a Mustang.
A Mustang. A Mustang. A Mustang.
OG Money. The Pimp Comics. I had a Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh yeah, I had tinted windows. And my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of health. And people would see me. And I'd be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. I would roll up on the corner, and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looks so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. Come on now. Show me what you can do. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. Thank you.
Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud. It was quiet. It was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice. You want to race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. DJ Big Nasty. DJ Papa D. Big booty girls run the world. I'm G Money, the pimp count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
A friend of mine actually told me this story. He was working in a carnival as a carny in New York, and he was working in the game section where you would throw a ring over some milk bottles. Well, he had some guys that were dope dealers come, and they tried to win some teddy bears. And they couldn't win. So then they said, hey, we want to bet some money. So he bet them that he could throw the ring and they would land on the milk bottle. And he would throw three rings and all three rings landed on the milk bottle. So then they threw the rings and they didn't get any rings to land on the milk bottle. So they lost their money.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short joke I want to share with you. You know, there was a man and a woman sitting in a waiting room at the doctor's office, and the woman was reading the Bible, and the man said, "Excuse me, ma'am, but I just want to know, do you believe everything that you read in that Bible?" And she said, "Yes, that's the word of God." And he says, "Oh, okay, well, I got some issues with what talked about in that Bible, especially about the whale that ate that man and then spit him out. I really don't believe that." And she said, "Well," and he said, "Well, what do you think about that?" She says, "Well, I don't know. I'll just have to wait till I get to heaven and I can ask Jonah what that situation was about." And if you don't believe it, then you can ask him when you get to where you're going. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. There was a group of women that were being put in front of a firing squad. And it was a redhead, a brunette, and a blonde. And they were put in front of the firing squad, one person at a time. So the sergeant in charge of the firing squad put the redhead in front of the firing squad first and asked her if she had any last words. And she said, "No, I don't have any last words. Let's get this over with." So he said, "Okay." He said, "Ready, aim." And she said, "Tornado, tornado, tornado." And everybody ran for cover to get away from the tornado, to get into safety. And she escaped. Then the sergeant got the firing squad together again and brought the, brought the redhead and put her in front of the firing squad and asked if she had any last words. And he said, she said, "No, just shoot me." And he said, "Okay." And he said, "Ready, aim." And she said, "Hurricane, hurricane, hurricane." And everybody ran for shelter so they could be safe. And she escaped. And then the sergeant got the firing squad together again, and he brought a blonde up before the firing squad, and he asked her if she had any last words. And she said, "Nope, just blindfold me so I can't see what's going on." And he said, "Okay," and he blindfolded her, and she's thinking she's smart because she listened to the other two ladies that went before the firing squad. And so the sergeant said, "Ready, aim. And she hollered, fire, 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 fire. Woo! I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, let's play a song. And then we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I would walk around, and any girls that I saw that were sitting around and they weren't dancing, they were just sitting at the table either because they were fat or because they were ugly or because they weren't dressed real nice. Nobody had asked them to dance. So I would make it my business to walk around, see the girls that were sitting at the tables by themselves. They would be patting their foot and banging their fingernails on the tables, but they weren't getting up to dance. So I would walk around and I'd see these girls, and I'd go up and ask them to dance. And they would be so happy to get up and dance. And they'd say, yes, I want to dance. And they would get up and they'd dance with me, and I would have them on the dance floor sweating because I made them work for it. I made them dance until they were tired.
Drink old English. I'm the type of guy to cold put on a to leave my drawers in your hamper.
For this fly ball. We got two men on base, and both of them, I'm sure, are running because this guy has hit the ball and it's going over my head, and I'm running for the ball. And I'm like, oh, man, what do I do? And I'm running, and I see a gang fall. Nothing drops in my outfield out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. My frat, my Sam's, my line brother, Brother Love, comes out of left field, and he passes me up, and he catches the ball over his shoulder. He runs and catches the ball over his shoulder. He makes a miraculous catch, and I'm shocked. I'm like, where the hell did you come from? And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I have a short story for you. There was a little boy that lived in the neighborhood, and he went next door to this girl's house, and he played with her all day. He had a good time, and he came home at dinner time and told his dad that he had met a girl that lived next door to him, and he really liked her a lot. And his daddy said, "Don't get excited about her, because she's your sister." And he was like, "What?" So he went to bed, and he got up the next day and went across the street from his house. And he met a girl that lived across the street, and he had a good time. He played with her all day, and he came home that night. And at dinner, he told his dad he met a girl that lived across the street from him, and he really liked her a lot. And his daddy said, "Don't get excited about her, because she's your sister." And then he went to bed, and he got up the next day and went across the street down to the corner house. And he met a girl that lived on the corner, and he played with her all day. And he had a lot of fun. And he went home that evening, and he sat down at dinner with his dad. And he said he met a girl that lives across the street down at the corner, and he really liked her a lot. He had a lot of fun with her. And his father said, "Don't get excited about her, because she's your sister." And he was like, "What?" So he went to bed, and he got up the next day, and he went around the corner from his house, and he met this other girl that lived on the corner, around the corner from his house. And she was tall and slim and had blue eyes and wore glasses, and she had blonde hair. And she was really nice. And to him, she seemed like she was really smart. So he went home that evening and told his dad that he met a girl that lived around the corner from his house, on the corner house. And he had a good time with her. He played with her, and he had a great day. And he thinks he wants to marry her when they get older. And his daddy said, "Don't get excited about her, because she's your sister." And he's like, "What? Every time I get excited about somebody, you say, 'Don't get excited about her, because she's my sister.' I don't know what to think. I'm so confused. I just don't know what to think. Mama." And his mother came, and she said, "Yeah, baby, what's the problem?" He said, "Every time I meet a girl, I tell Daddy. And he says, 'Don't get excited about her, because she's your sister.' So I don't know what to think, Mama. Am I ever going to get a girlfriend?" And his mother said, "Well, don't worry about what that man says, because, see, he really ain't your daddy." I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, I have another short joke story for you. there was a 18-wheeler riding down the highway, and he passed a sidewalk cafe, and he pulled in the parking lot and pulled up and parked next to the cafe, and he got out the truck and went inside to the cafe and sat at the counter, and the waitress came over and said, "Can I take your order?" And he said, "Yes, I'll have a double cheeseburger with everything on it, and I'll have a cup of coffee, and I'll have a piece of that apple pie." And she said, "Okay." She wrote all that down on the order pad, and she gave the order to the cook for him to cook the hamburger. And the man was sitting there waiting for his food. And then three motorcycle bikers came in from this bike gang. They came in with their motorcycle jackets on, and they came in and sat at the counter next to the man. And when his food showed up, one biker ate his hamburger, and the other biker drank his coffee, and the third biker ate his apple pie. And the man didn't complain a bit. He just got up and went to the register, and he paid his tab. And then he left a tip for the waitress, and he walked out and got in his 18-wheeler. And the men fell out laughing. They were like, "Oh, he's a sorry man. He didn't even stand up for himself. He didn't even complain about the fact that we ate his food or nothing like that." And the waitress was standing there going, "Yeah, that's true. He didn't complain about you eating his food, and he didn't complain about you doing anything that you were doing. So, but the only thing is, I didn't hear you say anything about what trucking company he worked for, because he ran over all of the motorcycles and he smashed them as he was leaving the parking lot with his 18-wheeler. So he got the last laugh." I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. Well, all right. Now, there's two men that are walking through the jungle taking pictures of the animals, the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. They're taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they're taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took his boots off and put on his tennis shoes and tied his tennis shoes up real tight. And the other man said, "What are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear." And he looked at him and he said, "Outrun the bear? I just need to outrun your ass." I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Now it's time for me to play a story that I recorded for the listening audience. So DJ Papa D, if you will, can you play the story that I recorded for the listening audience? And then we'll be back with some music and more of the show in a minute.
But anyway, I want to tell you a story. I was working at a self-serve gas station in Torrance, California, and I was working in the booths where people would drive up to the pumps, and they would get out, and they would pump their own gas, and I had a computer on the inside of the booth that would tell me how much gas they pumped and how much they owed me for the gas they bought. Well, I had some kids, some 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old kids. I had like four or five of them that used to come up to the gas station and used to hang out with me. Well, one day I was sitting in the booth. Well, a Mexican man came up and asked for a pack of cigarettes. And so one of the kids said, I'll get it. So he ran in there, and he came back and gave the man the cigarettes, and the man kind of looked at the cigarettes kind of funny, and then he paid me, and he walked off. And I thought, wow, that was kind of funny, but, you know, it's okay. He got his cigarettes, so he's happy. And I was sitting there talking to the kids, and some other people showed up, and when all of the cars had left the gas pumps, he came back, and he said, no, this isn't the pack of cigarettes that I want. I want another pack. And he said, I want you to get my cigarettes. And I was like, you want me to go get the cigarettes? And he said, yeah, I want you to get the cigarettes. So I said, okay. I said, kids, you guys watch the booth. I'm going in here to get the cigarettes. And I walked into the office, and remember, the windows are all painted. So I'm in there, and I asked the man, okay, what kind of cigarettes you want? And he tells me a flavor. And I turn around and get the pack of cigarettes. And when I turn around, this man has a knife stuck in my face. He got a big 18-inch knife that he was sticking in my face, and he's like, I want the money. And I'm like, man, there ain't no money in here. The money's outside in the booth. He's like, well, we're going to go outside to get the money. And he looked like he was Mexican, and he was a little tipsy, and being athlete and the martial artist, I had taken some karate classes, so I thought I knew a little martial arts, so I didn't think that it would be any problem for me to take the knife from him. But I decided, I'm not going to try him. I was looking at him, and I was sizing him up, and I was like, I could reach over and grab his wrist and backhand him with my left hand and kick him in the stomach or kick him in the nuts with my right foot and take the knife from him, and I could solve the robbery right there. And I said, I don't know, you know, I only got $25 in my drawer. And I was like, it ain't going to be worth me getting stabbed. So I said, okay. And I decided not to try the man. And I walked out. And I went to the booth. And I gave the man the money. It was no problem. And he ran off. And the kids looked. And they ran and got their father, and they got their big brothers, and everybody came back to my assistance. And when he was running down the alley, one of the trucks that was driven by either somebody's father or somebody's big brother almost ran him down. And the man looked at him, and he pulled his shirt back. And he had a gun in his waistband. Well, he pulled into my gas station, and he asked me if I was all right. And I said, yeah, it wasn't nothing. The dude had a knife. And the man said, well, if you didn't know, that man almost got hit when I came through the alley. I almost ran him down. And he pulled his jacket back. And he had a gun in his waistband. And I said, what? And he said, yep, he had a gun. So I just called the police. And the police called the owner. And they came down to the station. And the police asked me a bunch of questions. and asked me if I was in fear of my life. And I said, no, I know a little martial arts. I wasn't scared. And the owner said, what? You didn't risk your life to save our money? And I'm like, hell no, it was only $25. All the other money is down in the safe. And the police said, well, if you weren't scared and you weren't in fear of your life, you weren't robbed, you just gave the money away. And then the managers and the owners heard that, and they said, what? You were probably in cahoots with the guy. And I said, no, I had never seen the man before a day in my life. I just thought better about trying to save your funky $25. So they said, well, since you didn't save our money, you're fired. And I said, I'm fired because I got robbed and I didn't put my life on the line for your little funky $25? I'm getting fired. Oh, man. So that's how that day ended. That was the worst day of my gas station work experience. So I want everybody to know, don't buy, go no gas. I got fired, and wow, that's the end of that story.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Well, guys, gone live. Twelve guys, gone live. 12 bricks. 12 bricks. 12 guys, gone live. And I handed each brother a brick. And I handed each brother a brick. I got a piece of string tied into the brick. I got a piece of string tied into the brick. 12 guys, 12 bricks. 12 guys, 12 bricks. And then I made them pull their pants down. And then I made them pull their pants down. And I tied the end of the string to their penis. To their penis. 12 guys, 12 bricks.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Blindfolded each brother so they couldn't see what was going on. So they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood at the edge of my stairs my stairs, and I told him, on the count of three, on the count of three, drop the brick,
yeah,
drop the brick. But they're thinking, when they drop the brick, he's gonna pull his penis off. 12 guys, 12 bricks, 12 guys, 12 bricks, drop the brick,
yeah,
drop the brick. 12 guys, 12 bricks. No, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. No, big brother. And they were shaking, and they were sweating, and they were crying. No, big brother. So I gave them, to the count of three, so I gave them, to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick, drop the brick, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick.
Yeah. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp County. And if you didn't know, now you know.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short joke to tell you. There were three animals, a lion, a duck, and a chicken, that went into the restaurant to get something to eat, and they sat down at a table, and the waitress came over and asked if she could take their order. And the lion said, yes, I'll have a chocolate shake. And she said, okay. And then she asked the duck, what do you want? And the duck said, I'll have a I'll have a bologna and cheese sandwich. And she said, okay. And she went to the chicken and said, what do you have? And he said, he'll have a grilled cheese sandwich. And the waitress said, okay. And then she went back to the lion and she said, are you sure you don't want something to eat? And the chicken said, hey, waitress, stay in your lane. Because if he wanted something to eat, do you think we would be here now? Come on now. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. There was a man that was driving, speeding on the highway. And he passed this highway patrol car that was parked on the side of the freeway behind a freeway billboard. And the highway patrolman was getting ready to eat his lunch. And he saw the man speeding by on his highway. And he said, oh, no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway. So he put his lunch up and he took off in pursuit of the driver. And while he was chasing the driver, he was thinking to himself, well, if the man had a reason to be speeding on the highway, I'm going to let him go. So the man, the highway patrolman, stopped the man. And he went to the window and he said, sir, can you tell me why you were speeding? And the man said, well, I was driving on the highway and I saw the highway patrol car parked behind the freeway billboard. And that reminded me of my wife, because my wife had run off with the highway patrolman. And then I looked up in my rearview mirror and I saw the red lights on the top of the highway patrol car. And I thought he was trying to catch up with me to give my wife back. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I have another joke for you. There were two boys that grew up playing baseball together. They played in the park when they were in elementary school. And then when they went to middle school, they played in the park on the same team together. And then when they went to high school, they played on the high school team. And then when they graduated from high school and went to college, each one of them played on a different college team. But now, as they're getting older and they graduated from college, then they got married and they were raising their family. And they were taking their kids to the home team, baseball team in the city that they lived in. They were taking their kids and their family to the baseball games. And they would always meet up and take their kids to the baseball games. So they did that for years after they grew up and they were grown. They were taking their family to the baseball games. And then one day they met and they decided that they were going to make an agreement with each other that whoever dies first, come back and tell the other one if there's baseball in heaven, because they really wanted to know if there was life after death, if there was baseball. And so they shook hands on it, and they said, okay, whoever dies first comes back and tells the other one if they have baseball in heaven. Phil going to all of the home games of the teams that were in their city, and one of them died. We'll say his name is David. David died, and Michael was his friend. So David had died, and Michael was still going to the games, but he was going just with his family. And then one day it was raining in the city he lived in, and the windows were storming, and the wind was blowing against the windows, and his bedroom was shaking, and it was having a wild storm outside, and he couldn't sleep. Michael was just sitting in his bed, and he couldn't sleep. And then all of a sudden, he heard some rustling in his room, and he asked, he said, David, is that you? And David said, of course it's me. Who else would be coming to visit you during this wild storm we have outside? This is crazy weather. And he said, oh, well, it's good to hear from you, David. I missed you. And Michael said, yeah, I missed you too. And he said, well, do you have good news for me? And he said, well, I got good news and I got bad news. And Michael said, yeah, well, tell me the good news first. And David said, well, the good news is there is baseball in heaven. We have a real good league in heaven. They have baseball. And David was really happy at telling Michael that. Michael was really happy to hear the good news. And then he said, okay, David, tell me the bad news, because you said you had something good to tell me and you had something bad to tell me. So you told me they had baseball in heaven, so that's good news. So what's the bad news? And David said, well, the bad news is you're pitching next week. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, DJ, time check. What's going on with our time? Is the clock on the wall saying that's all?
4:04 p.m.
All right. Then I guess you can tell some more commercials, and I can tell some more jokes, and we can play some more music.
So I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand, and she had her pizza in her other hand. And this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand, and he took off running. And I lost it. the steps and slap punch out of the girl's hand. and got punched all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand, and he took off running. And I lost it. And I took off running after this little boy. And every time I got ready to put my hands on him, he would fake to the right. And I would slide by him. And then I'd start running again. And I'd get ready to grab him again. And he'd fake to the left. And I'd slide on by him. And I'd be like, ooh, I'm going to catch him. And I'd be so mad. And he was running around the school. And he ran into the boys' bathroom.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I have a short joke to share with you. It goes like this. There was a man stranded on a desert island, and he had been on that island for a while. And then one day a woman swam up to the island and took her oxygen tank off and dropped it on the shore. And she walked up to the man and she asked him, "When was the last time you had a cigarette?" And he said, 11 years ago. And she unzipped the sleeve, the pocket on her right wetsuit sleeve, and she pulled out a pack of cigarettes, Camel cigarettes, and she put the cigarette in her mouth, and she lit it, and then she passed it to the man, and he smoked it with pleasure. Oh, wow. And then she looked at him and she said, "So when's the last time you had an alcoholic drink?" And he said, 11 years ago. And she went in her other sleeve and she unzipped it and pulled out an alcohol flask. And she gave it to him and he took the top off and took 2 big swigs. And he said, boy, that's some good stuff. And then she looked at him and she smiled. And she said, "So, when was the last time you played around?" And he said, 11 years ago. And she went into her, she started unzipping her bodysuit
her wetsuit, and she got all the way down to her belly button. And he said, "Oh, my God, don't tell me you have a set of golf clubs in there." Woo! I'm so fun. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Woo! Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And now let's listen to another song. DJ Papa D, play G Money is Superman. 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 And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Again and again and again.
This is me, I'm in the house.
Watch out, world. Yeah.
Las Vegas and everybody around the world. Well, I guess the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So, before I get out of here, I want to acknowledge some birthdays for some of the followers and the listeners and my fan club members that are celebrating their birthday today on November 18th, yes, November 18th, 2022. So DJ Papa D, do we have some birthdays to acknowledge today on today's radio show?
Yes, sir, we do. Happy birthday to Raymond Willis Jr., 52 years old. Happy birthday to New Rowe, 22. Happy birthday to Gita Poole Thomas. Happy birthday to Don Courtney Mason. Happy birthday to Janet Sims Martin. Happy birthday to Tina Soblest Freeman. Happy birthday to Kimyatta Kelly. Happy birthday to Clarence McGee, 56 years young. Happy birthday to Marquis Smith, to the book thief, 44 years young. Happy birthday to Lisa McCree. Happy birthday to Demetrius N. Jones. Happy birthday to Joel Victor, 51 years old. Happy birthday to Michelle Antoinette. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mike T. Smitty Sr., 37 years old. And that's it. So happy birthday to everybody celebrating their birthday today, November 18th, 2022.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on the 18th of November, 2022. And I hope God's blessing you with the grace and glory that he's blessed all his saints on earth with. And may you be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can be in heaven with him in the time after or on the other side. So I want to sing a happy birthday song to my friends and my followers and my fan club and everybody that's listening to today's radio show. It's Friday. And I want to say happy birthday to all the Friday birthdays. So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo, you look like a monkey, and you act like one too. I had to throw that one in there. For the last scorpions in the month of November, And that's dedicated to all you freaks out there. That's right. You act October babies and your November counterparts. That's for all of you. So have a good weekend. I'm out of here. And I'll see you again next Monday on 3 o'clock radio show with G Money and the Pimp Comic. All right. Have a good day. And without further ado, I say, let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible, it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot.
And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.